Sobel left without saying a word. Winters inspected the latrine, found that Mello had done a good job. At 10:45 hours, Winters walked into the orderly room to get ready for the company formation. With a hint of a smirk on his face, First Sergeant Evans handed him a typed document. It read, Company E, 506th PIR, 30 October 43. Subject, Punishment under 104th Article of War. To First Lieutenant R. D. Winters. 1. You will indicate by endorsement below whether you desire punishment under 104th AW or trial by courts-martial for failure to inspect the latrine at 0945 this date as instructed by me. Signed with a grand flourish, Herbert M. Sobel, Captain Commanding. Winters confronted Sobel. Captain, he said after saluting and asking permission to speak, my orders were to inspect the latrine at 1000 hours. I changed that time to 0945. No one told me. I telephoned and I sent a runner. Winters bit his tongue. There was no telephone in his room, and no runner had come. It was time for inspection. Strayer went down the ranks and through the barracks. Everything, including the latrine, was satisfactory. Winters, meanwhile, made up his mind on how to respond to Sobel. On the bottom of the typed sheet, he wrote by hand, Subject, Punishment under 104th AW, or Trial by Courts-Martial. 2. Captain H. M. Sobel. 1. I request trial by courts-martial for failure to inspect the latrine at 0945 this date. Lieutenant R. D. Winters, XO, Company E. Sobel replied the following day. 1. You will be denied a 48-hour pass until after December 15, 1943. 2. In accordance with the procedure outlined in the courts-martial manual, you will inutate, Sergeant Evans evidently had trouble either typing or spelling initiate, your own letter of appeal with your reasons for objection and also a request for trial by courts-martial. Winters simmered for 3 days. So far as he could make out, Sobel was saying, Look, don't be silly. Take the punishment and forget the courts-martial. Sobel knew that the punishment was a matter of indifference to Winters, as Winters spent his weekends on the post, reading or playing sports. But Winters had had enough. He wanted to force the moment to a crisis. The competition he had never wanted, between himself and Sobel for leadership of E Company, had to be settled.